Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll want to continue with the Giants here and everything that's happening with the NFC West. It's with the Cardinals and the Rams. You haven't heard too much from the Seattle Seahawks because what is there really to talk about with the Seahawks? But the Cardinals and the Rams, something interesting going on with them. So I do want to get to that at about 7:30. But the Giants and the Dodgers. The Giants lose 8 straight. I mean, Jesus. To the Dodgers, Gabe Kapler gets ejected. And I just want to play this one more time.
Yeah.
Gabe Kapler talking about his ejection, and he feels like he was being scolded by the umpire.
It was essentially, and I didn't articulate myself well at the time, but the conversation was basically, that wasn't okay, that behavior wasn't okay. And obviously I took exception to sort of being scolded in front of our dugout about how to approach and address our players, which obviously I have done, our veteran players have done, and I would do no matter what. So we didn't really need any prompting there. I had already gotten Harlan off the field. He was in the dugout. And at that point, things were completely under control. So I took exception to that. No reason for us to have that conversation right there in front of our dugout. And Harlan has been addressed about it. And he understands that the competition between the lines and showing some emotion is totally fine. And you can go right up to the line, but probably cross the line in that situation. Take responsibility for that. Move on.
So the Garcia thing was prompted by Mookie Betts' celebration off of a home run earlier in the game. Did you see what the celebration was when Mookie did this?
I didn't see it in real time. I had to go back and watch it. I was all the way in left field in the third deck in 305.
So
I was behind
no
the Dodgers
idea.
Dugout. Had no clue.
So okay, my bad. You had no idea in the stadium?
Not in real time, no.
Gotcha, okay. At what point did you see the celebration of Mookie?
That was after when I got home. That was eventually when I got home. Yeah. We just thought it was just talking. Because
okay.
On the broadcast, there was something with Mookie Betts, so we thought it was just them jawing at each other. We didn't know there were any gestures being made.
He comes into the dugout, and he's kind of like doing this dance, and I don't know. They said it looked like he was grinding pepper, right? And then he gets down low, and they spray water into his face. Now, there's a million ways that you can interpret this, or maybe a couple of ways that you can interpret it. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what they were trying to do? Clearly, the Giants felt like they were rubbing it in. And it's just, you can't be the team that says another team is rubbing it in when you made such a stink at the beginning of the year saying that you're going to play your game the way you do and you're going to rub it in on people and you don't care about people rubbing it in on you. Well, that time has now come. And one of your pitchers took offense to it. And then Kapler ends up getting ejected. Essentially, there's like a domino effect here.
Yeah.
And I just, I wish they showed this kind of fight when there was bases loaded, you know?
Right.
I wish they showed this kind of energy when they have no outs and the bags are loaded and a guy's up there and the bat doesn't even get off his shoulders. It's just, it's frustrating. And I honestly felt empathy for Kapler more than anything else. So I'm curious if any fans were outraged by the Mookie Betts celebration in general, because it could be interpreted to be not PG, if
right.
you will, maybe a little explicit.
Yeah.
I don't have a big issue with it, but I understand if somebody does.
Yeah. So 888-957-9570. That's the Comcast business text line and the phone number. What did you think about that Kapler ejection? Did you love it? Did you hate it? Were you happy that Kapler finally showed some emotion for once? We were calling out for that yesterday, or at least I was. And I know that's not a part of who he is. He doesn't want to show anything in the dugout. He doesn't want to get too high. Doesn't want to get too low. He just wants to remain composed. But he lost that composure yesterday. And at first, I loved it because it's like, oh, finally, he showed that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you realize why he showed that emotion, and what I was calling for yesterday was, hey, when your team stinks, when your team is making mistakes like it did in the seventh inning, when they are in the previous game not hitting one in, when you cut the lead to 6-5 and you have an ample opportunity here to take the lead and you just don't even score any runs, that's when you need to show it. But instead, it happens when the Giants are already losing. Dodgers look like they're about to sweep them in another 4-game set. And I just, I just don't know what I didn't really know what to think afterwards when I really thought about it. You know, you have one reaction when you first see it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, when you sit down and you kind of think, oh, wow, this is, I mean, OK, he got ejected.
It
fine.
Just did nothing. It, did
it didn't
nothing
it didn't do anything for the team.
No.
Like it didn't light a fire under them. I don't know. Brandon Belt led off the ninth with a double, and that got everyone all excited. And then, you know, of course, he ends up getting home. Yeah. They score a run. And then, you know, you almost hit one out to left field, and that one ends up getting caught. That was the most excited the Giants fans were all game. The two times that they were most excited, well, the J.D. Davis home run. Everyone was stoked when he hit that to the opposite field. But then it was the Kapler ejection, and then Brandon Belt possibly hitting a home run where it ended up being a double, and then, you know, him scoring. Like, that's about as excited as they were, but I don't know, man. Just this Giants-Dodgers series, when the Dodgers have your number, it just doesn't feel like you can even say anything.
They own you. I mean, there's no other way around it. Like, they've basically came into your house and completely snuffed you out.
Yep.
This team is just so head and shoulders better than the Giants top to bottom. And the celebration by Mookie Betts, although weird and strange, and I don't know, I wouldn't have done it, no, nor would I've wanted my team to do it. It's the you really can't say anything once he yaks.
The 415 is saying, to be honest, that celebration makes the Dodgers and Mookie look worse than anything. Not exactly sure who came up with it, but it was very strange.
It's it was an odd celebration, and it's not a good look. I agree there, but I'm not outraged over it, and nor should the Giants be outraged over it when they're the team that thumbed their nose at everyone and said, we're going to change how baseball's played.
All right.
We're going to bunt when we're up on people.
888-957-9570. I just can't believe we're here. I was after that when he said, you know, we're going to drive up the score. You know, if you don't like it, then deal with it. I mean, at that point, I was so excited for the season.
11 games under 500.
And now we're here.
Since 14-7 in April.
And now we're here. All right. We're going to a caller here. There's no name in city. All it says is just take this call. Trust me. So I'm going to take this call right now. Uh-oh. Who is this on the line?
Well, boys, I figured you need to pick me up, man. You've been out there suffering in the Bay Area, watching those lousy-ass Giants and watching Gabe Kapler talk about outside lands and little Uzi Vert. It's your boy. The game needs me. It's so good to hear from you guys, but you're wasting your time talking Giants baseball. Shasky Lake for London. What is going on, baby?
What's happening, Vontae? How you doing, man?
Hey, well, you know, I wanted to check in on my guys, man, because I'm sitting here in Italy across the globe. Beautiful, by the way. The water's beautiful. It's 90 degrees. The pizza's amazing. Mm. It's the best pizza I've ever had in my life. The ravioli's fresh. I mean, I'm living life. And you guys are out there suffering from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. talking about this baseball team that plays the third king that's lost 8 straight to the Dodgers. Now, what's so funny about the Giants and Shasky, you feel me on this one. The whole World Series shine, the whole thing.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.